Hi, you're watching or listening to Salon Soul Brothers and Sisters Hump of the Week 7 at 7 archive interview with today's guest, Samantha Byrne of Vanilla Hair Design.
Good evening, fellow Salon Soul Brothers and Sisters, and welcome to another episode of the Hump of the Week 7 at 7. And tonight I'm in Ireland's National Stadium for our national sport, and it's the place of many victories, but it's also the place where the lady I have this evening had her best victory to date. And when I say to date, because I think there's even more ahead of this girl's career, because what she's achieved in 16 years is absolutely unbelievable. And that girl is the lady to the, I think it's the right of me or the left of me, depends on what way you're looking, but it's Samantha Byrne of Vanilla Hair in Tullow, which is County Carlow, but on the border of Wexford. So I'll just have to get that right. Sam, I'm going to not go on too much about it because I want her to tell her story. It's an amazing, just 16 years hairdressing to be crowned in 2019 IHF Hairdresser of the Year. And it's still, because of COVID, the Hairdresser of the Year, because we haven't been able to have any competitions, but a more deserving person you couldn't think of. Sam has been a salon owner for 10 years, 9 years in a partnership, and the last 16 months on her own. Runs a solid team of five now. Well, at one stage, it was 15. And we want to talk a little bit about how Sam has restructured that business to what her dream now. Awards, OMC Bronze Team Award, Trend Vision winner, front cover of RTE, which is our national broadcaster magazine. They're just a few of the many awards that Sam has won. And Samantha is her name, but I always refer to you as Sam. And I think she prefers Sam, would I be right?
Yeah.
We're happy enough with that. Your mother might be a bit disappointed.
Yeah. When I'm not doing something that, or when I'm doing something that she doesn't like, it's always Samantha.
Yeah.
Or usually people that don't really kind of know me as such call me Samantha, but everyone else, I'm just Sam.
And I'm Gregory to my mother, but I'm Greg to everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Sam has won so many awards to date, and I'm sure her and her team have a lot more to ahead of them. And hopefully someday we'll get back to this amazing venue here for more competitions. And Sam will either run for the crown again or be ready to pass it over to the next Wardy winner. But let's get into your 7 at 7. And Sam, do you want to say hello to anybody out there in the world of Salon Soul Brothers and Sisters?
No, I suppose I just want to say hi to everyone and a big thank you, Greg, for asking me to come on and speak. And I've really enjoyed all the speakers that you've had on over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. It's really kept me going during lockdown.
Well, that's great. So we're going to start off with your number one question. Why did you choose hairdressing as a career?
I suppose it might sound a bit like cliche, but I think hairdressing chose me. In school, I never wanted to be, you know, I hadn't got this dream or vision of being a hairdresser. I didn't own a hairdryer. I was very sporty. My hair was always up in a ponytail. And that time, you know, we didn't blow dry our hair going into school. You just washed it in the morning and you went in with a wet head. I always wanted to be an architect. I loved shapes and degrees and lines, and I loved working with my hands. So maybe that's where the hairdressing came into it. But I did have a part-time job from, I think, about third year. And strangely enough, it's the salon was across the road from where Vanilla is now. There was a lady there at the time, Breida, and she gave me a Saturday job. Now, Breida's would have been, you know, the best salon in Tullow. Actually, Maria from Berlin and Carlo is her daughter. So Breida took me on as a Saturday girl. And the first day I was so nervous, like, I didn't drink tea or coffee, so I didn't know how to make tea or coffee. I was pretty sure I couldn't sweep a floor properly, and I hated speaking to people. I was very, very shy. So a story about that day, of course you go in and this is what we do and this is how it works. And as I was cleaning, you know, your first day on the job, you're doing loads of cleaning, and there was a rough edge on one of the mirrors. And it's mad every time, you know, I speak, I look down at my finger and it reminds me of it. But I kind of hit it off the edge and it started to bleed. And I was so nervous because I wanted to make such a good impression that I went around all day with kitchen towel, you know, tissue paper. as I was cleaning, I was kind of cleaning the little speckles of blood. And at that time as well, when you were washing hair, as we all remember, you know, there was no hair care as such. It was all like apple, nearly like washing up liquid shampoo. So that didn't kind of help either, but I survived and I was with Breida for a couple of years. And I suppose after my leaving cert, I did still want to do architecture, but I didn't want to move to Dublin. So I then went for an interview in Blake's and Carlow, and I got the job. And I think I was there for about a year when Linda Marr approached me. She was opening up a salon in Tullow, and she asked me to come work as a trainee there. And I suppose the rest is history. 15 years later, I'm here, and I own the salon that I started in as a trainee. But yeah, it's crazy. I'll always remember the first day it opened. It was on my 20th birthday. And yeah, it's a day I'll never forget.
And then the next question then is, because obviously you fast tracked through your apprenticeship, and Linda obviously was a great person to join as well, because very successful salon, and we've had her on here as well with Alex.
Yeah.
But then you became, what possessed you to become a salon owner then at such a young age?
Yeah, I suppose I was only 23, and funnily enough, I never wanted to be a salon owner either. People are probably going to look at this going, why did Greg Clark even interview Samantha Byrne? Because she didn't want to be a hairdresser and she didn't want to be a salon owner. But yeah, it kind of I fell into my hands as such. Again, another story. I'll never forget the day I was asked to buy 50% of the business. I was on the way in to look at my first little car on finance. You know, your wage had kind of went up then. I was still only 23. And I'll always remember it was like a white little Clio. And I was so, you know, and then to tell you to ring you at the end of the day, you know. But before I got that phone call, I got another phone call from one of the business owners here at the time. And he asked me, did I want to buy 50% of Vanilla? Now, I was working here at the time. And at 23, not knowing anything, not knowing what that was, P30s, anything like that, I said yes. I was devastated. I wasn't going to get the car now. I dreamt about it for about 3 or 4 months after. And then I took 50% of Vanilla Hair Design. 2 years later, we then opened Mount Wolseley. And 2 years after that, I think we opened Stradbally. So within 4 years of being here, we owned 3 businesses, and we had about 15, 16 girls working for us. So for someone who didn't want to own a business, as you can see, it was pretty addictive after a little while.
And at Woosley then, it was more like a boutique salon, wasn't it? It's more a destination salon for bridal and
yeah, there and you know,
yeah,
it's lovely.
So salon ownership came to you, and then I'm going to extend it a little bit further as to, at what stage did you feel maybe partnership isn't for me? Maybe we need to go on our own. If you don't want, we want to.
Yeah, I suppose any advice. I was very lucky because the business was open 4 years, the business was open 4 years, so it was well established. A great building here in Tullow Town, and I had worked here for 4 years. But at the end of the day, because the other partner was 50% as well, I felt like I was going into someone else's business as well. And at 23, I hadn't got the vision I had now. You know, I just went into work. You know, I was still owned half the business, but it's not like the amazing, you know, young salon owners of today. Like, they're coming in with these big visions. And I was just kind of like, yeah, you know, I own half a hairdressers. We have 3 hairdressers. You know, this is great. So that was a big thing for me. But any advice is no, like, definitely know your numbers. I took on a business, you know, I didn't look at any numbers, any financial plans, anything like that, no business plans, and be prepared for working, you know, working your backside off for a good few years. Yeah, you know, there are going to be some hard times, but then the amazing times take over. And one more, I suppose, I've had the opportunity to now own the business for 16 months solely. But then I've also had the opportunity of having 10 years with a business partner. So one thing I would say is, when you're with a business partner, like, there's two minds, there can be only one vision. if there's two minds, two visions and two different directions, you know, I don't think it work. You have to work parallel. And yeah, those are just some little hints and tips that if you are opening up a salon that, you know, you do consider, because I know if I was 23, you would probably do a lot more things differently. But then, you know, I think there's a path, you know, written out for everyone. And I could have went down the path of having a lovely little white Clio, but I went down the path at 23, you know, into a jungle.
An investor.
Yeah, I didn't even know what an investor was, but yeah, I definitely, you know, I know what they are now, but no, definitely it was the best decision. At the time, I didn't know, but who knows when they're going into something like this.
But then that leads nicely into the next question, in the sense that, as you say, having two owners with two different visions can be very confusing for the team. So leads into my next question, which, what do you feel makes a fantastic salon and a fantastic team?
Well, I think we've kind of answered that question with the, you know, or answered that question with the question, what makes an amazing salon is an amazing team. But also, I think you have to have a good leader. And sometimes, you know, as leaders, we don't like to admit that, but there has to be a leader in everything. You know, there's a captain on a football team. You know, I'm just like the captain in the salon. And it's mad. People say to me, you always say our salon, or like I always say we, even though I'm a sole business owner. It's just, you know, without my team, I'm not anything. But also, I think as a good leader, you have to be there for your team in good and bad times. You know, I know a lot of people say, you know, leave it at the door, but then your staff room is your comfort zone. We all know, we're like, what, you know, are you okay? You know, and I think that's important in a good leader, but also as well, stand beside them on their best days when they're, you know, up on the podium, but also as well, your best days don't have to be in a podium. They can be in a salon chair where you've done the most amazing cut. And I think that's where, you know, there's so many different characters in the salon. I think that's very important for an amazing salon as well. But one thing, and I think it's the biggest lesson I've learned, is, as I said to you, Greg, we had three salons and 16, 17 girls. I now have here Mount Wolseley and five girls, and I call them the five diehard vanillas. And I would rather have...
Vanilla pods.
Yeah, I know, vanilla pods. Yeah, yeah. But I'd rather have five vanillas than 10 workers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, unlike yourself with your salon and all the other business owners, when you get those gems, you know, like a diamond, you know, you look after them and you mind them. And I think that's what creates your culture and your brand.
Brilliant. Great answer. Now, moving on to, I'm a good bit older than you. I have to laugh at you when you're talking about being old, and I'm kind of going, you're still only very young to me. You know what I mean? You have a lot more living to do. But what I've had a lot of people who are mentors to me, or we've changed the question, and not just mentors, but people are mentors are people that you probably connect with that have guided you in your life. And then there's people that are visionaries to you, or people that inspired you. Who have you got? Have you a few people there that you've...
Well, I suppose you're probably going to know my answer before I even give you my answer. You know, I am a big fan of David from House of Colour, David Campbell. I suppose, where do I start with David? I remember years ago being at a business hub, which was always ran greatly by Greg Clark. And that's where I would have met you first as well, Greg. We loved going to the business hubs. They were always packed out, you know, sell out room, and we really enjoyed them, and we used to use them as even though they were for the business, we used to use them as a kind of a team bonding day. But I remember
part the hair hub as well, because you'd bring all your tea. I remember you'd have a lot of
and this is part of my story. It's like you're in my brain, right? So it is. But I remember being there, and, you know, of course, you know, like all the big, you know, the bigger salons and the bigger names, we would have only kind of, you know, been coming on the scene. And I remember before the hub started, David said, you know, and there's Vanilla Hair Design with their notebooks, they're at everything. And I know people say about pinch me moments, and obviously being hairdresser of the year was a pinch me moment, and opening my own salon was a pinch me moment. But for me, that was a pinch me moment, because I was like, did he just say that? You know, to the girls, and we were all giggling and laughing, and like, I don't think I even listened to the rest of the business hub because I was so happy. But and then a thing with David is, if you have one salon in the back of your garden with two people working in it, or you have 10 salons on all the major high streets with 150 staff, I think, Dave, it makes you feel just as important as those salon owners, and your business is just as precious as those. And also as well, I would say if you spoke to 1,000 business owners, he's probably helped 900 of them in some way. And especially in the last 2 years, personally myself, when I was going from transition to being in a partnership to kind of buying Vanilla, he was the first person I rang because I knew he would give me, you know, he would give me the advice that I needed. But also, I have such a love for Vanilla hair design that it's crazy, and I knew that he would tell me to follow my dreams, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
And for that, I think without him today, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. I'd probably be in Australia or somewhere like that.
You think of worse places to
be. Wouldn't be that bad because they're allowed out party and stuff like that now.
So, and what about inspiration from a hairdressing point of view? When you aspire to, like, you've stood up there on that podium as hairdresser of the year, you've had to have looked at people and said, look, they have it. You know what I mean? Because I always feel to win the Irish hairdresser of the year, it nearly broke up my marriage, actually, when I made my wife go for it 1 year and said, never ask me to do that again. She's so stressed out because it's so much and people don't realise the prep. But who are the people like that you looked at and went, oh, look at their work. Oh, look at their work. That's what I have to do.
You know what? I look at everyone's work. Hmm. I look at from the trainees to, as I said, the senior stylists and the people that are going for hairdresser of the year, because I suppose when it took me 10 years to get my first trophy. So it didn't happen overnight, but you do get kind of clever to all the different competitions and you have to do a lot of homework. And like everyone inspires me, the girls that work here, you know, Dylan Bradshaw, you know, you have the guys in Zeba, you know, Mark O'Keefe, you know, he's a legend for the hair industry and hair shows and stuff like that. So all of those people inspire me, but people inspire me in different ways.
Yeah.
So I get my inspiration from everywhere.
Now, the last year, okay, other than wearing the crown of Irish Hairdresser of the Year, has probably been, I'm around a lot longer, as I said, it's been the most challenging year for us all. And it wasn't probably for the country that we're in and the supports that we have had from government, we'd be in a lot worse place because I know other countries haven't received what we have. You know what I mean? But what are the glass half full moments? Because to me, you need to get out of bed and there has to be a reason to drive yourself forward. So in the last year, when you've had time to think and time off, what are the glass half full moments you can share with us?
Yeah, and I suppose that's an important thing, is to get up out of bed every day. And some days you don't feel like getting up out of the bed, and that's okay too. But for me, I came into the salon every single day, whether it was for 10 hours or whether it was for 10 minutes to bring out the rubbish. Loads has happened that I would say it's kind of a glass half full moment. I managed to get a boyfriend during COVID. I couldn't even get one when there wasn't COVID comes along here, and I'm happily in a relationship. But you know, I'm a very positive person. I try to see the positive side of everything. And listen, I'm not always half glass full. You know, sometimes my glass feels half empty, but that's the time that I get up out of the bed. That's the time I go to the beach for a walk. That's the time I'll come into the salon. When I feel those moments, I get up straight away. So I do. Little positive things and things like, we got a new computer system. Like for me, that was a glass half full because we haven't had that before. It's crazy because like a lot of salons, we have a team WhatsApp, like, and you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, like I never make a decision without, you know, asking my team first. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm sending WhatsApp, what do you think of these floorboards? 12 o'clock at night, I'm going, you know, will we change the lights? Like the girls think, you know, the girls know I'm half mad anyway, but it's, you know, and I think people call it gratitude now. I'm not quite sure, But every night I go to bed and I say a prayer to whoever will listen to me up there. And I think that's really important to, you know, be thankful for everything that we have. And the girls are going to laugh at this when they see it, because they call me Holy Mary and work, because anything happens, I'm up lighting a candle. Or, you know, when I was actually in primary school, believe it or not, even though I didn't want to be a hairdresser, I wanted to be a nun. But that's a whole different story. a whole different interview, Greg. But
that's a whole different ball game.
So you know, and I started to work on myself, and for me that's a half glass full moment, because if I work on myself and believe in myself at making these, you know, big decisions and things, my team will see that and they'll be better, and that'll be a better salon, you know, for all of us, I think. And then the last thing, glass half positive, but, you know, half full. Again, David was doing, it was an IHF live, and he happened to say something about, like, we can't do anything about COVID. You know, that's it. First lockdown, I thought I could cure COVID. I wanted to ring Leah Varadkar. I wanted to Instagram Simon Harris. This was it. You know, I had to think. It just took over my brain. So yeah, this lockdown, I wrote a list of the things that I could fix. I could fix the roof, I could fix the windows, I could fix the floors. And that has been a game changer for me.
Yeah, like I was in our salon today, and I says to Alana, my daughter, is there something we need to be doing? And she goes, what? I said, people saying they're in the salons getting ready for opening. And I'm going, well, what have I to get ready? And she goes, well, you painted, the salon's painted. And we only renovated it last year. So I'm kind of going, yeah, right, I'm going home. There's nothing.
Yeah, and I think that's important as well, Greg.
We're just waiting for that minute to go back.
Yeah, because, like, even though, like, I'm ready as well. And I think social media as well, you know, a lot of people have spoken about, you know, the fear of watching what other people are doing in their salons. But maybe you have that done already, you know. It's just that I hadn't got the painting done. I hadn't got this done, but I'm prepared now and I have a plan and a structure in place. But definitely do what suits you. You know, if, as I say to the girls on WhatsApp, if you want to stay in the bed today, stay in the bed. You know, it's probably your body saying that you're tired. You're never going to be able to stay in the bed of a Saturday morning again, while you're on holidays.
I just can't do that.
I
still turned to Alison, and I might have said this in other interviews before, but on a Tuesday night, I'd still say to Alison, we have a glass of wine. And she'd go, well, look, we're off tomorrow.
I know.
We're off tomorrow.
And you actually said that to me, Greg.
But in my mind, Wednesday is my day off.
Yeah.
And Sunday night, I'd go, man, I'm not having a drink. Why? Work tomorrow. Because Monday, I'm still getting up for work. And I think that's, you need to have some structure in your life going.
Yeah,
forward,
you do, definitely. Because when I was speaking to you on Sunday, I said, oh yeah, I'm just coming, you know, I'm just in the salon. You were like, Sam, it's your day off. And I was like, oh yeah, but I have to get this done. You were like, you'll learn.
Yeah, you will learn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I suppose I've learned that as well during COVID. You know, as much as I love my salon and everyone loves their salon, it's four walls. You know, you can't kiss it, you can't hope. Well, you can probably kiss the walls if you wanted them, but you know, it's a building at the end of the day, and you know, you have to move with different stages of your life as well. You know, I suppose, as you say, like speaking to me as a younger person, like I don't have a mortgage yet, I don't have kids yet, I'm not married. So I think you have to find a happy medium as well. It can't be all work and no play.
Yeah. Take up golf. Yeah.
Sorry?
Take up golf.
No, my mind just maybe that's what I need is golf, like, but yeah. No, I don't think so now.
No, like, I parked the golf thing was just way too much time. You know what I mean? And when you have kids, I just felt, no, I can't do it, can't be
And I've been told before I hold a golf club like a hurl, so maybe that's not the best thing to be doing.
If you're a camogie player, you most likely will. And, you know, a lot of people do. Now, we're coming into, I think this is the last question. Have I got seven done?
I
haven't got them in front of me.
I haven't even been counting.
But who's counting, because we're having fun. The last question is, we're getting back, and hopefully by the time this goes out, we'll have a date and we'll be back. So 2021 to me kicks off then. So where do you see the year going you know, 12 months, not even a year. Let's not drop calendar months now, it's not relevant anymore. Yeah. But where do you see Vanilla now in the next year? And Sam Bourne, what's lies for Sam?
I suppose, again, when you say 12 months, I'm the type of person who has to think 3 years ahead.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what's most important for me is, obviously, like every other business owner, to keep our doors open and not just for the rush of the first 6 to 8 weeks, but to have it, you know, get it back to normality or some type of normality. But also, you know, I want to help my team achieve the goals financially and you know, on the salon floor that they wanted in 2019. You know, we can't kind of forget about those things either. Before COVID, I was actually working with the Enterprise Board on an app for a young entrepreneur, and they gave me a lot of hints and tips. And I suppose in the next few years, I'm going to try to develop that. It's something that, you know, isn't on the market yet. I'm hoping in maybe 10 or 15 years time, it might be my retirement millionaire fund. And yeah, I could be off in Mauritius or somewhere. Like, you have to have these dreams, don't you? Because if you don't dream, you know, I think as a business,
I dream all my life. I dream every day. You know what I mean?
You know,
I dreamt of being a musician one time, never thinking I'd ever have the time to practice. Yeah. And lo and behold, along came COVID. So now when I actually say to people, and it was only a guy in Sweden picked me up on something the other night, and he says to me, well, I love you, Greg. Twice you've actually said what COVID gave me. He says, you never actually said what you lost from COVID, like what you've lost your business. Yeah. You said what COVID has given you. He said, that's such a positive way of looking at it. And I went, all right. Yeah, it is, I suppose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so,
you have to look and say, what did it give? It gave me the opportunity to be a better musician. Gave me the opportunity to read more, to educate, enlighten my brain, and to actually reevaluate everything we have, isn't it? You know what I mean? So we
definitely,
you know, well, the line I used to say is that, remember last March, we used to be saying to everybody, enjoy, you'll never get this again. Not knowing that come January, we would be getting longer again.
Oh, so, yeah, we'll never say that again because, you know, I suppose COVID was something that, you know, was a business hub 2020 up in the Red Cow. You know, I was on the panel speaking and they had asked us, you know, what was kind of your worst moment so far in business. Little did we know 2 weeks later it was coming. Yeah. Sitting right behind us.
I think that's what started that. We won't take anything for granted anymore.
No. And I suppose it being Irish Hairdresser of the Year as well, I would love to give something back to the industry. I'd love to like design or invent something. And I got my thought process for that. I've sent a couple of emails to America, England, and yeah, it's just something again that is not the matter. You know, this is going to sound mad. You know, I was never a sheep in school. I don't want to be a sheep as a business owner.
Yeah.
As in following kind of what's there. I kind of want to think outside the box. And listen, if my invention doesn't work out either, you know, I'm okay if someone says no. I'll reevaluate the situation. I'll start again. And you know what? I want to go to an event. I can't wait to dress up.
Yeah.
On makeup, do my hair, get the girls, go stay in a hotel in Dublin, meet all of you, meet all the hairdressers, glass of Prosecco and have a laugh.
Well, it was actually Jay Dempsey said to me at one stage when I interviewed him going back, he said, do you know what, Craig, when this is all over, I want to come back to Ireland and have a pint with you. And I'd do something. If you wanted to do something for soul, for hair, I'd do a bit.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking, all right, what if we when it all dies down, we arrange for everybody that's done an interview maybe to come, and if people want to do some hair or whatever, maybe
so
that's something that, let's hope normality strikes, we can get going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I suppose I have to hand down my crown, as they say, you know, to you know, the next hairdresser of the year. You know, I can't be greedy. I've had it since 2019 and haven't done a competition since. So, you know, as I just seen, the background brings back all the memories because, you know, Croke Park is a special place when you're Irish, I think.
Yeah, well, you look, County Carlow won't have too many All-Ireland championships.
Oh, but listen,
they do, they have one. They have an All-Ireland champion crowned at the home of All-Ireland champions. And that's something you'll always have. You'll always have that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because me as a dub, we're just so fed up picking up trophies in this stadium.
Of course you are.
I'd duck now if there was people in the stadium, there'd probably be stuff being fired at
me. I know, like you'd love to be in that stadium now for anything.
Well, usually if I was in the stadium, I'd be down that end. Yeah, down that end.
Down in the hill. I'd never be down in the hill.
Now, I'm more a soccer fan, to be honest with you. So I Gaelic when it gets to a certain level, but to me, it's soccer's always been the thing, and it was great when it was played here. So listen, Sam, it's been absolutely wonderful. You know, really enjoyed it, and you're a ball of energy. And you know, I just feel young salon owners like yourself, the future is great for the industry. It's great for young hairdressers coming into the industry to have salon owners like yourself that are going to invest in them and invest in their time and effort in making sure that they can be a 23-year-old salon owner someday. You know what I mean? It's like David talks about teaching the entrepreneurs. And I think we all have a duty to make sure that the people that come and work for us get the best opportunities they can. I've always said that to anybody that's worked with me. Look, someday you might be here 20 years. You might outgrow the salon. But the best thing to do is tell me what your plans are and I can help you get there. Because I'd love nothing better to someday say, see that person that has 20 salons and they trained with me. There's lots of people now. Look, I'm sure, you know what I mean? The people that you've mentioned there, like Dylan and Mark and all that, the people that groomed them in the early days are looking and kind of going, I had a part in that. And I'm sure you're going to have a big part in other people's careers going forward, definitely.
Yeah, thanks very much. And to any 22-year-old out there now that is, you know, thinking of it, or maybe it's in their vision, like, not to be afraid to reach out to people. I've reached out to loads of people. I didn't know anything. I know a little bit more now, but I've loads more to learn. And, you know, it's a huge credit to people like yourself, Greg, and all the other names that I've named. I've left out loads of people. But, you know, we have to say thank you very much to the likes of all ye, because ye have helped us young business owners and young, you know, team members in ways that ye will never realise. And hopefully someday I might be in Croke Park interviewing people. Who knows?
Yeah, that's it. And while we're on the political bandwagon, let's just say, look, everybody that picks up a scissors needs to be represented. And the federation, like the IHF, the Irish Hairdressers Federation, HABIC, the Hair and Beauty Industry Consortium, and
Irish Hair Council.
Irish Hair Council. Yeah. Thank you very much. The Irish Hair Council. All these people are all voluntary. It's all people who just want to give back and make a better place for young hairdressers and young professionals to come in. So let's leave it a note that everybody support, whether it's, you know what I mean, whichever one you choose to get behind, it doesn't matter as long as somebody at government level is speaking for us, because we will need that in the months ahead. We will need that support. So listen, Sam, it's been an absolute pleasure. Delighted to have you. And listen, until we meet again, everybody out there, Salon Soul brothers and sisters, may the hair force be with you, and take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our interview with Samantha Byrne of Vanilla Hair Design. Well, if you got this far, we must be doing something right. So please don't keep this to yourself. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and give us a 5-star review. And please share all our social media and channels. It helps us a lot. Thank you.